Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. The annual foreign trade volume of China has topped $6 trillion for the first time. The General Administration of Customs says China's trade in goods last year increased 21.4% compared with 2020. Chinese President Xi Jinping is scheduled to address the Davos agenda of the World Economic Forum next Monday from Beijing via video link. The Geneva-based non-profit foundation was conceived by Klaus Schwab in 1971. The Chinese embassy in the UK has rejected a claim that a British lawyer of Chinese descent is involved in political interference activities in the country's parliament on behalf of the Communist Party of China. An embassy spokesperson says China always adheres to the principle of non-interference in other countries' internal affairs, adding the country has no need and never seek to buy influence in any foreign parliament. The Chinese mainland reported 143 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Thursday. Of the new local cases, 98 cases were reported in Henan, 34 in Tianjin, and 2 in Shanghai. China and India have held the 14th round of core commander-level meetings. The meeting was held on the Chinese side of the Modo meeting point. China's Ministry of National Defense says the two sides had a frank and in-depth exchange of views for the resolution of the relevant issues along the line of actual control in the western sector of the China-India border areas. They have agreed to take effective efforts to maintain the security and stability on the ground in the western sector, including during winter. The two sides have also agreed to hold the next round of core commander-level talks as soon as possible. The Commerce Ministry says China hopes the U.S. can create conditions for both nations to expand trade cooperation. A ministry spokesperson says trade teams from both sides are maintaining normal communication, adding that China-U.S. Phase 1 trade deal benefits the two countries and the world. She says China has been working hard to overcome the negative impacts caused by the pandemic, the world economy recession, and the supply chain disruption to help both sides to carry out the deal. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says the country stands ready to work with Vietnam and other members of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership to ensure the implementation of the trade deal. Premier Li made the remarks in a phone conversation with Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh. He also says China is willing to work with Vietnam and other RCEP members to promote regional economic integration to bring more benefits to people in the region. The RCEP agreement, the world's largest free trade pact, entered into force on January 1st this year. China and France have held the 22nd round of their strategic dialogue. The meeting was co-chaired by Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and diplomatic counselor Emmanuel Bon in the city of Wuxi. The two sides have agreed to continue to promote cooperation on aviation, aerospace, agricultural and food products, as well as on nuclear energy. Former Japanese Prime Minister Toshiki Kaifu has passed away. He was 91 years old. Talks between Russia and the West within the framework of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe have ended without a breakthrough. Russia's permanent representative to the OSCE says Moscow is disappointed by the West's response to its proposals on Ukraine and European security. Meanwhile, Alexander Lukashenko says Russia will not give up on diplomacy. The Vienna talks followed bilateral meetings between Russia and the United States in Geneva and Russia and the NATO in Brussels this week. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked the Biden administration's rule requiring employees at large businesses to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or be subject to frequent testing. The High Court ruled 6-3 to block the vaccine or test mandate for private employers. Its conservative majority bases their ruling on the argument that the White House has overstepped its authority. That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.